Hello, today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space, so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. I recently joined as a member and you can too. Apply today and become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co.
No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh, I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Yum. Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a Poundstone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
In a world where Grand Rapidians play video games.
I really tried to keep it, like, I tried to not laugh, but I couldn't help it. Hello, welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Yeah, in that world, we record this podcast every week.
Oh, and we talk about a beer and a video game and recommend something.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I'm Ginger.
My name is Willie, and I'm a beer expert. I'm a beer expert. Drinking those beers down. down.
Speaking of beer, also, I will definitely fucking agree with that. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Sure. I got a multi-pack from the Sufferfest Beer Company, and they have a six-pack with three different beers in, two of each. Mm-hmm. They're crafted to remove gluten.
They're really good.
Their tag is Will Sweat for Beer.
Yes.
So it's perfect for a hot summer day.
Yeah.
I'm going to open the Summerfest Head Start. Or Sufferfest. Not Summerfest.
Summerfest. And I actually have a beer from them as well.
So the Head Start is a stout brewed with coconut water and added coffee. With Equator coffee and coconut water.
Nice. I wonder if I actually have that one.
And this is a really good stout. It's light and sweet and coffee. Very coffee-y, but yeah, it's like an iced coffee.
Nice.
With some coconut sugar. I don't know if they actually use coconut sugar in it, but the coconut water
right. And
the sweetness and the coffee makes this a great warm day stout.
I forgot what it tastes like. Let me have a sip since I can totally have a sip.
Yep. Let me take one more sip and then I'll give it a rating.
I did not like it. Let me see if I agree still.
I like it. I'm giving it 4 out of 5.
Yeah. Still the same. I gave it a 0.25. I am not a fan.
No. I am. Correct. I'm not usually a stout guy, but this one is really good.
Nice. I have Sufferfest FKT. This one I like.
Does that stand for fuck it?
Maybe. Pale ale brewed with salt and black currant. It is my favorite out of the six pack.
Yep.
I wish this one was sold by itself because it's fucking good. I really like it. Oh yeah, hear that poor beach.
We're not on the beach. What are you talking about? Oh.
This one's good to drink on the beach if it's a nice hot day, because it's kind of not completely sour, but it is nice and tart. It has a salty bit, so for gluten-free and it totally tastes like a sour, I really, really like it. I believe I rated this one 4 to 5 on Untappd. Let me take a look. I gave it a 4. So, yeah, I'll keep it a 4. It's really good. I do like it.
So last time I had the Head Start, I gave it a 3 out of 5. But this time I'm upping it to 4 out of 5. I like it more now.
Yeah.
Roasty smooth coffee.
Nice.
And that one, let me try that one.
Yes. I really like that one a lot more.
Yeah, it's malty and berry. The berry doesn't overpower the malt.
And the salt doesn't overpower everything either.
Yeah, that's very light. Mm-hmm. Just enough to complement the berry.
Yep, I like that blackcurrant. It's good.
All right, that's our beers.
And we'll be right back.
Excellent. In a world of utter randomness, one podcast stood out from the bunch. And it was The Amazing World of Talking Shiz.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat there. It's just mainly randomness.
And focus is definitely not being not focused on at all.
No. Our podcast is definitely no theme at all. It's literally random and talk about literally everything and throwing in random jokes at any given time.
Yeah. We're on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. So go ahead, tune in. New episodes weekly.
And we're international.
International.
Very, very well. So tune in. Follow us on Twitter. See you there.
And now it's time for Real Life XP TMCR LLC.
FKT.
That's the beer I'm drinking.
Yep.
GRPVG. TM.
BS.
Okie dokie. You want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. So I got some Real Life XP over the last week by not doing much of anything. Since Grand Rapids and Kent County is back up into the high-risk danger zone, I stayed home all week.
Yep.
And it was really hot outside, so I didn't do much yard work because it was like 95.
It was gross all week. It was really gross.
So I stayed inside and didn't go anywhere and drank some cheap Hams beer most of the week. And
yes.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, how many XPs do you feel like you get for that?
For staying home and being responsible and not doing much but riding my one wheel around the block.
Which I bet was a nice relief with the wind, even though it was hot as fuck.
Yep, once you get moving 10, 15 miles an hour on that, it doesn't feel as hot out.
Yeah, I bet it feels pretty good.
Especially if you go up to like one of the dead ends around here where there's a bunch of shade.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just ride in circles under the trees.
Nice.
So I'd say 4,321 points for that.
4,321. Okay, I was like, wait a second. I'm totally okay with that. It's smart that you stay home and keep sickness away from our house because it would suck to get me sick.
Yep, the breweries are open, but I'm not going back to any of them because a lot of them have to close back down. Because the customers get the employees sick.
Yeah, and it's probably getting other customers sick, whether they realize it or not.
Yep.
Yep. If you have to go out, you wear a fucking mask, please. Anyways, 4321 sounds fantastic.
How about you?
How did I get some XP, you ask me? Well, I have been sad that I can't, like, go get a haircut since being stuck at home, sheltering in place as much as I can, I've decided to like just start chopping the hair off of my head. And now I have a mohawk again. So I'm really excited. I really like it.
Yeah.
It is really nice to like have barely any hair on the sides of your head if you've never done it and are curious. I highly recommend it because your hair is going to fucking grow back anyways. So
it's
whatever.
Not a narrow mohawk. It's like four inches wide or
this
something.
This thick girl does not need a narrow mohawk, okay? Nope. I have a thick one. So, I had you help as well, and I appreciate it, because it's hard to get the back of my head with the clippers.
When I was trying to even it out, I only fucked up one little part.
I wasn't even gonna... I wasn't even going to bring that up because I was a little pissed, but then I was like, wait, you're not a hairstylist. I should not get mad at you. I asked for your help, and you helped me.
I don't even play one on TV.
So, for another at-home haircut, I'm going to give myself 5432.
4,532?
Yeah. Because it makes no sense.
Okay.
It's not supposed to. This is real life XP.
I think it should be more like 5432. Like you first said. 5,432
points.
Point one.
Okay. Point one. Yep. Are we going to do a decimal finally?
We did this time.
Okay, I'll take the point.
Unless you want to round down.
No. Okay. I'll take it. Oh, that's silly.
All right.
Anyways.
All right, let's take a quick break.
For sure.
And we'll be right back.
After these messages. Hey, Willie.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I played the Sega Genesis Classic. Rystar.
Ah, that's why you said questionably classic.
Yeah.
Rip off of Sonic? Yeah, I said it.
Only if Sonic couldn't run. So you play.
So is this the Grandma Sonic game?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think grandmas would want to play this. They'd rather play Sonic.
Yeah. Sonic flows much better. I think I've tried this game once before, and I wasn't a fan.
So it's a Sega Genesis game. There's a Game Gear version, too, that has a couple different levels.
Yeah.
But you play as Rystar, and he is like a black ball with arms and legs that has a star smashed onto the front of it that his face is on. So it's kind of a weird character design. Because it's like... It's like if you took a star, but instead of putting the arms and legs on the star, they put the arms and legs on a ball, and then put the star on the front of the ball.
Fatality.
When he's walking, like, certain directions, it looks like he has, like, a black hunchback from some angles.
I can see that.
The graphics are good. Like, the sprite design, the enemies are really cool looking and colorful. A lot of them are slimes. There's like big lizards and like all different kinds of stuff.
Right.
Six different worlds, plus the main castle. They all have different enemies in each of them and different obstacles.
Okay.
You start out in like a forest world, and that one is, well, most fun.
It's not that good game.
The second one is an underwater world called Undertow, and that's not too bad. You can swim around.
Holy shit!
Do you need to get, like, air, or can you just breathe underwater?
You can just breathe underwater.
Okay, that's a plus to a water game.
Yeah.
Level.
But it's a platformer where you go from right to, or you go from left to right.
Okay.
You can jump, and you can grab, and most of the obstacles in this game come from grabbing stuff, going through. You can grab ladders and handholds on the ceiling.
And the enemies.
You grab enemies and, like, smack your head into them to take the enemies out.
The star.
Yeah. There's these poles that you grab and, like, swing around, and you can go flying off.
Okay.
And that was kind of frustrating, because I couldn't figure out for a while how to, like, hold on to them and get going really fast. Then I figured it out, and it was working until I got to the last stage, and then it wasn't working anymore.
Shit happens.
Oh, maybe it was because the batteries were dying in my Wii Remote when I got there. But, oh yeah, I played the Sega Genesis game on the Wii Virtual Console.
Holy shit.
And then after the water level, it just gets frustrating. There's a fire level. There's a level called Sonata, where it's, like, music-themed, and there's, like, guitars that fall on you, and ground that looks like keyboards.
Okay, that's kind of like that. Cool.
Then there's a Freon Ice Planet stage. The ice planet. The ice really sucks in this game. It's worse than other ice. It's not that you just, like, slide a little bit and you can't stop. That when you jump on ice, you, like, fall down and you start sliding in a direction and you can't stop. And you can't control your direction at all.
Oh, you can only jump
and grab stuff.
That's awful.
Yes.
shit happens.
And then after that, there's Planet Automaton. What? Where it's like industrial robotic factory.
Okay.
And that has sections of ice that are even worse than the ice, where you can't even jump, and you just slide, and you have to grab stuff. You can't control direction or speed or anything. You touch it, and you're sliding.
Finish him!
There's also parts of that where you have to swing on, like, horizontal and vertical bars by extending your hands and grabbing it.
Right.
But then every time you press the grab button, some of them will come out and some of them will disappear. And so it's, like, puzzle involved in that. And that part's really frustrating because there's a bunch of spikes underneath all these bars that keep disappearing. Course. At least it's not one hit kill. You get 4 stars for your life.
Okay.
And every once in a while you can pick up stars to give you more star life.
So, did you see any, like, bathrooms in this?
No, I did not.
No piss jugs?
There were some enemies that looked like jugs.
And were they yellow?
I think they were green.
I mean, if your pee is green, then you probably should go to the doctor. I'm not even gonna say a bunch of asparagus. Just go to the fucking doctor, because that shit ain't right.
But the best part of this game, I think, was the boss fights.
Yeah.
I usually don't like bosses, but the boss fights in this game were pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yep.
I saw a couple of them, and I liked how they were, like, the bosses in the background and then came to the foreground.
Yeah.
Did that happen with every boss?
Pretty much.
That's cool. I kind of like that. Like, it's like a, oh, here's the boss back here. It's, like, gonna come out and get ya.
The one in the snow level was kind of like a, not really a penguin, but it was like this big creature that would spit stuff at you, and a little enemy would come out with a plate of hot food, and you'd have to throw the hot food into the boss's mouth. That was cool. In the Sonata music level, the last boss, there was like an orchestra in the background, and there was like a parrot conducting the orchestra, and then this big giant evil parrot came down and knocked him off, and you'd have to like dodge the music notes and then grab the parrot and slam him.
Nice. So it had animal abuse. That's great.
Yeah, all the enemies were animals.
Aww. Yeah, it was weird, kind of a ripoff of Sonic. Even the beginning of the levels kind of had the same border but different colors as Sonic.
The splash screen had like the 90s geometric shapes and pastel colors.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I think it was like the same font as Sonic.
Yes.
It was a Sega developed game, so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They can copy themselves if they want.
It just like, if you're gonna copy such a good game, don't fuck it up. I know I wasn't a fan when I played this game.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
What else? That's most of it. Oh, the story is about some guy who comes to the planet you're from and enslaves everybody. His name is...
gotta get rid of that motherfucker.
Oh, what's his name a second? His name is Kaiser Greedy. And he lives in Planet Greedy. Or Castle Greedy.
Oh, my goodness.
Fatality.
And so you gotta take him out to free all the enslaved alien star people.
Yep, time to free the slaves.
And even his boss fight wasn't bad. He was kind of like a robotic Dracula type dude who threw a bunch of slimes and lightning bolts at you.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yep. There are cheat codes, but most of them only work in the Japanese version of this game. So I had the US version, and so like the invincibility code wouldn't work.
That's so fucked up. That makes it even worse. How the fuck are you gonna have like Japanese exclusive only fucking cheat codes?
And there's a
That's lame!
There's a password menu, and there's only like 4 or 5 passwords that work.
Oh my goodness.
One of them, I love you, unlocks a level select. So that's the one I used.
Wow. That's funny.
The letter U.
Oh, my God.
All right, yeah, that's Bristar. Definitely.
That's horrible.
Definitely not the best Sega Genesis game.
No. yeah, like, the graphics, as we said earlier, they're not bad. It's just the gameplay is weird.
Yep. It looks nice, but plays shit. Here's some shit that we know we missed.
Here's some shit that we know we missed.
Here's some shit that we know we missed. So, when I talked about pop, I missed some shit about that.
Oopsie.
I had only played at one player, didn't even go into the multiplayer menu to refresh my memory.
Oops. It happens.
But multiplayer is actually up to 4 players.
Oh.
And each player is trying to score as many points as possible in a time limit.
Okay.
And there's power-ups that you can get in multiplayer that fuck with the other players.
Oh, nice.
You can, one of them makes the whole screen dark except for where you're pointing. You can shock the opponents with a lightning bolt to keep them from being able to pop bubbles for a little bit of time.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's power-ups to fuck with people when you're playing multiplayer.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, and that's what I missed about pop.
Oopsies.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
What game have you played?
I play Eco Shooter Plant 530. This is actually a WiiWare game from the Wii. So, good luck getting it. Sorry to talk about it. Not sorry. So this is a, what was it, light gun?
A rail shooter.
Rail shooter. I just saw light gun in the one article that you happened to send me, but there's only 3 levels in it. Well, 4, because the 4th one just combines the 3.
So yeah, 3 levels. You can play them by themselves or all at once.
Yep, and they're relatively easy until it gets to the, like, boss of the levels. Then those guys really kick your ass. But, okay, so this game starts, like, you're some random guy that grabs up a shooter, gets on this weird, like, fan boat thing, and then goes out and shoots flying cans or bug cans. Some of them look like caterpillars.
He's a guy in a hard hat who works at the recycling plant.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny to, like, be shooting cans.
Animate cans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think I read
that the story is aliens came to Earth to take us over, and they decided to take over Earth with all the trash that we keep lying around.
I mean, that would pretty much get us.
So they animate trash recyclables at this plant.
Yep. So, you shoot, and then you have to actually, after you kill enemies, like, they'll be either purple or orange spheres that you want to suck up, because those are actually more bullets for you.
Charging your gun?
Yeah. Well,
flawless victory. Fatality.
Oops.
Jesus Christ. Oopsie. Soundboard check. It's working.
Hello, imbecile.
Yeah, that's definitely to you. So, it's really weird, though, when you suck in the, like, sparkly things. You do have, like, they're almost bullets. It's a kind of a light electric type gun, but you get, like, packs of 100 bullets. So you want to not just be shooting all willy-nilly, because you'll run out by the end. If you get hit, it hits your bullets.
Yeah.
So it will take away your bullets, which kind of sucks. Like, I kind of would rather have them hit, like, a life bar instead of bullets. That especially sucks at the bosses. Like, I tried each level, and I could not fucking pass the boss. I almost got the first level one. But it keeps, like, recycling the cans at the bottom. I think you and I used to play this 2-player, right?
I don't know. I thought it was only 1-player.
But, yeah, it's kind of, it looks like a cheesy, like, shooter, but it's actually kind of difficult, I thought, once the bosses came up.
Yeah, you can play through the whole thing in less than an hour.
Oh, for sure, if you can get past the bosses, which I'm incapable of. I was getting a little better, but you need to make sure to, like, shoot away the cans under them, because otherwise they suck them back up.
Yeah.
And I was not doing that.
But it's fun if you like trying to go for high scores, and then you replay the level over and over and memorize everything.
Then you can
get your Wii Zapper or shotgun out. And,
yep.
Yeah.
And that would probably have made it easier to just, like, point if I grabbed one of our zappers. Yeah. You do need the nunchuck for this game.
Even though you don't use it?
No, I think you do need it. I think it said to plug it in.
Yeah, you have to have it plugged in and you never don't use it.
I think you can use that to shoot.
Yeah.
Because when you're in the zapper, you have to use that to shoot.
No, the zapper has a trigger.
It has a trigger. Ah, whatever. It's weird, too. Like, the controls are kind of backwards a little bit. As in, usually Nintendo, A is yes. This one, it's B or Z. Which, yeah. That kind of fucking threw me off. I'm like, what? But it's kind of cool to see how they shaped cans into bugs.
I like the ones where both the ends of the can are open and it's flying around like a butterfly.
Those are like pop cans. Those ones are cool. I like the caterpillar ones. They're like a bunch of cans on the side and one big one in the middle and like medium.
Pinching around like an inchworm.
Yeah, I like that. Those are cool.
How many kinds of jugs are there in this?
I didn't see any piss jugs, but I'm sure they're hiding some kind of corner. Because...
You can't tell what's in those cans that aren't open.
That is correct. You do not. There are, like, lemon pop cans, too. So, I mean, lemon, yellow, piss. I didn't really pay attention to see if there was, like, outhouses in the background. I fucked up. God. I fucked up so bad. I'm sorry, everyone who listens for me to point out toilets and piss jugs. I just, like, totally let you down. fuck. That goes on to what I miss.
So this game was made by Intelligent Systems, and they made a bunch of good games, and people were like, ooh, I want to play their new game.
In 2009.
And then it was this simple, quick shooter, rail shooter that cost $10.
Pissed?
Yeah, so a lot of people were pissed that it was $10 for these three stages that you could be done with in like 45 minutes.
Because they have done Fire Emblem and WarioWare.
Yeah.
Like, they were probably like, can we just make something fucking easy? Like, I'm tired. I want to go home. the poor developers that made this were like, let's just fucking do this shit.
I just want to shoot some animated cans.
Float around on a big old hoverboard thingy. But yeah, it's honestly, for what it is, it's pretty sweet. Yeah. I like it. Even though I didn't fucking beat any of the bosses because I suck, but...
Practice, Ginger. Get good.
Ugh. I'd just rather, like, dig up fossils and water my flowers. When am I going to not reference Animal Crossing? Oh. Once I'm done, in a year, I'll be over it.
No, then it'll all start over and you'll say, oh yeah, I remember the spring fishing tournament. That was
It'd
fun.
Be nice to actually, like, see some fucking, what is it? The cherry blossoms? Because I missed all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Eco Shooter, Plant 530.
Now it's time for
recommendations.
Doot, doot. Alright. You can go first.
Doot. Oh.
Not it.
I'm going to recommend the podcast. Yo, is this racist?
If you have to ask, it probably is.
Right. If you have to, like... Yeah, if you have to ask, then you just think about that. So this is... it's a really great podcast hosted by Andrew T., the creator of the popular blog of the same name. And him and Tani Newsom, they answer questions from afar submitted by voicemails. And whether something or not is racist. Mm-hmm. Andrew T is, I believe he said he was Chinese, but he's actually from Michigan. He's from Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tani Newsom, she's a black woman. It's really, really great. They're two comedians. They're fucking hilarious. And the shit that people call in, Like, sometimes they'll be like, okay, kudos to you for, like, actually admitting to your idiocy. Like, they'll just be telling people how much of a fucking idiot they are, and in fact, racist. Or, like, people will, like, call in who have had weird shit happen to them, and they just kind of need, I guess, to vent about it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's really good. I highly recommend it for everyone because it talks about race, and we need to start talking about race and shit that isn't right to say or think. We need to change. And this is a really, really great podcast, too. It doesn't poke fun at race, but it pokes fun at racists. So it's great in my book. I really, really like it. And I think I've binged a lot of it. And then I took a little break and binged, I think, Scam Goddess a whole bunch. But yeah, Yo, Is This Racist?
All right. I'm going to recommend another comedic audio drama, audio play. Elba Salix, Royal Physician. It takes place in, like, a medieval fantasy world where this woman is sister of the queen, became the queen by marrying the king.
Okay.
And she's the royal physician. And so she's, like, mixes up magic potions and stuff. She has to take this guy in as an apprentice who doesn't want to be her apprentice and she doesn't like. And then they meet up with this fairy who tries to be super helpful and comes and works and causes trouble.
We're not listening to this together, are we?
I don't know. We listen to some together, but I listen to most of it at work.
Oh, okay.
And there's also a spinoff series that's in the Elba Salix feed called The Axe and the Crown.
Okay.
And it's about this ogre guy who runs a bar called The Axe and Crown. And this guy who's part of a rich family and kind of gets disowned and, like, doesn't get an inheritance.
All right.
And his dad tells him to go run this shitty bar that's run by an ogre.
You need to share the first episode with me or something.
And then the ogre's sister comes. And so there's two separate stories that both take place in the same city.
Nice.
That's like a D&D setting where there's magic and fairies and ogres and people all living in the city together.
Right.
So the one story follows the king, queen, and the royal physician. Mm-hmm. And the other story follows this bar where all the shenanigans are going on.
That sounds awesome.
It is. It's really good. Elba Salix, Royal Physician, is the main feed.
Sweet.
And The Axe and the Crown is the spinoff bar show.
In the same feed?
Yep. They're all in the same RSS feed.
Sweet. Share one of their episodes and then I'll go download a bunch and catch up or something.
I just noticed the new season started. There's a new episode like 2 days ago. So
sweet. All right. Thanks for listening to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. You already knew because you fucking started this shit.
Thanks to our patrons over at Boston Harbor Horror. They also have an awesome podcast. Go check that out too.
Yes, it's so good. So good.
Send us an email at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com and we'll read it on the air if you're nice.
If you want us to as well.
Yeah, that too.
You can find us on Twitter. We're not on Tinder. No. Twitter at grand_video and on Instagram at grandrapidiansplayvideogames.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 9167Willie.
You can, if you'd like. You know, there's a Patreon with .com/GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames, right?
Yep.
It's that long, yes.
We'll send you a new sticker every month if you donate $2 a month to us to keep the lights on, as everybody says.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for our intro music, and Inadequacy for our outro music.
And Anchor for the hosting.
Yeah.
And this invisible person over here for being our silent guest this episode. All right, is that it?
Yeah.
Goodbye.